And right now, from City Charter High School, we have four students who have taken part in a program at Carnegie Mellon University called LEAP. LEAP is an acronym for Leadership, Excellence, Access, and Persistence. And we're going to talk a bit about what they did this past summer. Before we do, though, I'm going to ask that each introduce themselves. And if you happen to have any shout-outs, this is a good time to do it. If not, that's fine, too. But why don't we just go from right to left and folks can get to know who's in the room.
Hi, my name is Tamara.
Hi, my name is Tatiana. I'm 17 and I go to City Charter High School and I specialize mostly in poetry.
Hello, my name is Jacquees. A big shout out to my mother who's listening right now.
Hi, my name is Tejor Hopkins. I'm 17 years old and shout out to Sarah for giving me the opportunity to be a part of LEAP in September of 2024. Yeah.
Who can tell me a bit about what LEAP is all about, how it works, and but just what you kind of got out of it. I know there's no right answer, but can one of you sort of tell me about the program?
At the start of LEAP, we were told that we would be learning a lot about art and activism and how they both play roles and how media gets pushed today. And I feel like throughout the whole program, we really learn different art forms besides just painting on a board or graffiti. We learned about like people using their voices, people using creative writing, and people using like restaurants and like their heritage to convey activism in different ways.
It's interesting to think that art can move people to action. I suppose art has always moved people emotionally. Did you mentioned that you like poetry. Did you learn about new ways to use art that you hadn't considered before?
Yeah, actually, I'm a type of person where I really like to express myself through my words and actions. I'm not really a very artistic person with like drawing and such. But I did see that some people were making like restaurants that were conveying like places that were like enemies to the U.S. and they were like sharing their heritage and allowing people around Pittsburgh to come together who had that heritage to like come out of the dark so that they don't have to be like shadowed in this community. And I realized that I really liked that, like, it's not something that's traditional art that you would think of, but it's like it's truly like activism in itself. And since it like makes such like a powerful message, I really enjoyed that. Like, I really was moved by it and I really wanted to do it myself.
When you say making a restaurant, do you mean an actual restaurant that you're outing or identifying or something else?
No, like actually there was two instances. One was they allowed people to actually go on their own their own radio show on stage as they were like eating breakfast and stuff. And it was like allowing like people in the community to get a voice. And then there was also one where they, it was in Oakland. It was like a little restaurant, but like it was like you sit outside and stuff. And like I know that they had Palestinian cuisine, and it was like to bring light to the Palestinian community inside of Pittsburgh. And it was like places that you can actually go and eat. And some people might not know that it's art, but it was activism in itself. And they were like donating and such and all that.
Interesting. Thank you for clarifying. Anybody else want to talk about their interaction with the program? You can jump right in.
Yes, I think I went into the program with a very stubborn mindset. Like, I knew we would have to do art and be creative, but I wasn't a very creative person at all either. Like Tatiana, I'm a writer. I'm very, like, I love poetry. I'm very poetic with my words and everything. And I didn't know, like, I'm not a drawer. I don't paint. I don't, like, none of that. But in LEAP, you have to try. You have to do the task at hand. And I think it really helped me understand who I am. It really helped me understand, like, can't is not in my vocabulary. Like, at the end of the day, I have to do what I need to do to get stuff done, and I have to prove to people that I can be bigger than, I can't be stuck in a box, and I can't be limited to who I think I am, and I have to come out of my shell, and I have to, like, go above and beyond to do certain stuff and to show that I can do other stuff than what I can limit myself to. So,
Is there something you did with LEAP during the summer that you were especially either proud of or that your own grit got you to the end of that, you know, makes you feel good? And one reason I'm asking is I'm stubborn, too. In fact, I was talking to somebody just a few days ago about how we think of stubborn as a negative word. I think it could be a very positive word. It means you can work through obstacles and that you can be resilient. And that's why I was curious if you overcame a challenge.
I just think I just didn't. A lot of people, I think there were two or more people who didn't make it through the whole program. And I feel like the fact that I did and the fact that I, like, there were moments where I didn't want to continue with the program. And I feel like I did make it through the whole program. And I want to do it again in my senior year. I'm proud of myself for that. And I want to do it again. I know everything that comes with it. I feel like I did good.
Tamara, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, throughout, like, the LEAP time, like, it was stated, like, it's definitely a creative program. And, like, every day we would do a creative piece or continue working on a creative piece that we started. And, like, throughout the program, like, I always felt, like, creative, but, like, we was open to doing, like, more creative things. I found out other things that I'm also interested in. Throughout the program, like, we did screen printing, and I realized, like, I really do want to get into law, and I do like the idea of, like, justice and stuff. And it is really nice to see how you grow from the beginning to the end, and I would also like to continue the program in my senior year.
How, if you can, do you keep track of your growth? Do you just know, or do you have any evidence of how you grew?
Yeah, throughout the program, we would always write down stuff, and we keep track, and that's how the program goes. We start with one thing, we end, and we do, like, reflections every single day. We would write in our notebooks, and we do warm-ups in our notebooks that are also open to being creative.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Jaquise, do you want to add anything about your experience?
So when I first got into the LEAP program, I was a little nervous and a little bit, like, jealous because I realized that we were going to do, like, arts and stuff, but I didn't think it was going to be, like, what we did. I thought we were going to just, like, draw and stuff, and I'm not a good drawer. My type of art is performance art, so I like to dance, and I like theater and stuff like that. So when we went in, I was a little nervous, but then after we went through, like, the program, I was like, it's actually pretty nice, and I've also made some really personal connections from CMU, so.
That's excellent. Potentially the drama school, if that's what you're thinking. So it's interesting. Each of you, I think, made a comment about not necessarily being artistic or liking to draw. Did I catch that correctly? Yes. So you were challenged to create visual art as part of this experience. I share that with you. I don't have much... I can write and express myself verbally, but I'm never comfortable drawing. How did you accomplish that?
Actually, I feel like a lot of people who did not actually like to draw and stuff that entered this program can relate. I feel like as the program went on, like, my whole, this was actually not intentional, but at the beginning of LEAP, I was very interested in Islam. And right now I'm Muslim, so with all my LEAP projects, you can see how I slowly converted to Islam. And I remember I did a self-portrait, and you had to, like, there was a bunch of things that you could do for it. Like, you could sculpt, you could draw, you could do poetry, but I chose to draw, which was not, like, it was not really something that I would choose, like, any other day. But I'm so proud that I did that because, like, I pushed myself out of the box, and you can really see by that self-portrait how I was really changing as a person, even, like, as my religion. And I feel like since the LEAP program is really teaching you art forms in ways of, like, activism and stuff, it really was like an open door for me to be able to express myself Islamically, even though like the religion, there's a lot of bias to it and a lot of stereotypes. And it was like for something that is so, that a lot of people need activism for, I was able to show that for myself even unintentionally.
Any other thoughts? Go to Jaquees and then Tajer.
I feel like it was more like the support that I got from being in LEAP, because honestly, I used to really like compare my art to other people's art. Mind you, they've like drummed for years. I've never drummed a day in my life. So I used to like get down. I didn't want to do the project anymore, but Sarah and my mother, they would like talk to me about stuff, especially Sarah, because she would like see me just sitting there. And she would come and ask me, like, well, what if you add this or add that? Just little support from now and then.
Yeah, some people really have the skills to do that, right? To give you just enough, but not too much in terms of support, right? Just to give you what you particularly need to share.
I think holding on to, like, okay, so throughout the whole process of LEAP, the whole goal was preparing for a big showcase at the end, like in the end of June. Well, May. It was May, right?
Yes.
May. It was May 31st.
30th. Yeah.
30th, okay. So the whole goal was to prepare for our showcase. And I think the whole hope of, okay, at the showcase, you'll get to actually do what you want to do. You'll get to actually do what you know how to do, like your poetry. You'll get to do what you actually want to do. And just right now, you have to draw. Like, you have to do the test, and you have to do what you're being asked to do. And I think, like, watching everybody, like, cooperate and watching everybody team build, and there's people around you that are doing the same thing as you, I think that was helpful as well, that you're not the only one in it. You're not the only one being asked to do what you have to do. And there are many people, there's everyone your age around you, people that are here with you, your friends around you, doing the same thing as you. And at the showcase, y'all all get to show y'all own talents and do what y'all need to do to come together and make this whole thing a slam dunk. Like,
I also feel like LEAP really allowed us to actually put our voices in the community. Like, of course, we were able to show our voices, like, in our art and showcase it to our school. But Sarah, she allowed us to get connections with people who have actual organizations in this world. Like, they're actual adults. Activism is what they do for a living. There's actual organizations that we were actually able to, like, meet. And it's like, for example, like, Tamara, she mentioned that she really liked, she, like, got into law with this. Like, she really wanted to get into law with this. I feel like this really opened doors for connection for us as well. Like, if she wants to go and meet, like, a lawyer, like, she doesn't have to go to a law firm. She can think of somebody who's into, like, activism, because the LEAP program has given us those connections.
Or maybe you could get involved with Casa San Jose, who has been doing a lot of work with immigrants who may be targeted unfairly, and they're providing support, including legal support, but other kinds of support. Have you've thought about a career in law, do you think?
No, I do like watch like documentaries or like courtroom like stuff. Law is something I've like been interested in. But to my, like, abilities and what I'm good at, I don't think it is the best career path to go down for me. But it's something that, like, I'll still think about. It's just, like, I don't have the right tools, whether it's I'm nervous or anything like that.
Do you know what career path you're thinking about?
Performing arts and becoming, like, a musician and an artist.
How about the rest of you?
For me? I honestly really want to do something in education, but I want to go to school for Islamic studies so that I can open up a school that is more like Islamic based, because I know in Pittsburgh, I'm friends with like a lot of the community at City Charter High School that are Muslim. And the ones who have gone to an Islamic school, it's the same one. There's one Islamic school in Pittsburgh. And I just realized that there's really not a space for a lot of like Muslims in this city, and I really wanted to start it in like a country that it's like it's normal to have like an Islamic school there, and then be able to build it to the community where I grew up at.
I say for me it's performance arts, musical theater, and acting. I didn't really think I was going to be able to do it because, well, the stigmatism behind it, and I thought it was just a dream that I wouldn't be able to pursue. But after going through LEAP, I've kind of like realized that I can pursue that career path, at least, and do something that I want to enjoy.
That is a tremendous feeling, isn't it? To know that there are possibilities that didn't seem to be there beforehand. Thank you for sharing that.
For me, even as a little girl, and even now, I've always known my purpose was helping people. And, you know, like anything I can be doing, I've always known I should be helping anyone any way I can. And I've known that my purpose, I know how to use my words. I know how to talk to people. I know how to, whether it's poetry, anything, or just vocally helping someone with support or communication. And I thought about psychiatry. I thought about therapy. And then I thought about the Army. But I know I want to go to college. And I thought about, then I thought about law. But I ended up deciding on behavioral analyst in the FBI. So I'm going to do the Army while I'm in college part-time. And I'm going to be a behavioral analyst in the FBI.
You guys have amazing plans. And though they could change between now and when you graduate, that's something I always like to emphasize. People's careers can go in all sorts of directions. It's amazing. It looks like you were going to add something.
That's what I like about LEAP most of all. I feel like, of course, like, it's a charter school, so the students that were around since ninth grade were with them in 12th grade as well. But with LEAP, it was like I got to meet these students, like, personally. Like, I knew them before, but, like, I didn't really know who they were. Like, I feel like meeting all these people, it allowed me to gain passions, too. It's like I thought that I wanted to go through a certain path in my life. Like when I first started LEAP, I wanted to be a lawyer. And then like it completely changed with how much influence I got. Like with Tejor, with her saying that her purpose in life she knew was to help people, that really resonated with me. And like it really gets you thinking when you're in a space with so many like-minded students.
I also wanted to build off what Tatiana said. Because, like, I feel like I've actually bonded with everyone who was in the LEAP program, especially these three right here. I never really, like, talked to anyone in the LEAP program at all. Like, I would sit there for the first couple of days. And then, well, I started speaking to Tamara. I've already spoke to Tatiana, but I didn't speak to her personally until LEAP. And then Tejor, I knew her for a while, but I never spoke to her until we were in LEAP as well. And then we shared classes together. So I feel like that's another thing about LEAP. It just brought a group of kids together who probably had the same, like, mind.
Yeah, like, throughout LEAP, when we do our project, we would also, like, bounce ideas off each other, and we would go closer, and we would work on pieces together. Like, when I first started, I wanted to do something in law, but I realized, like, I want to do what, like, my skills are useful for, whether it's singing, and it let my passion for music grow even more than I end up doing the musical showcase with Jaquise at our school.
And that was another thing with projects and creativity. Like, it wasn't necessarily that we didn't want to do it or that we didn't have creative bones in our body. It was that we were bouncing ideas off each other and trying to figure out what we wanted to do. And it was, like indecisive ideas going around and, like, indecisive, like, mindsets happening for hours at a time. It was a lot.
It's something, the way your ideas can change as soon as you share them with other people. If you're just joining us, these students, Tejor, Tamara, Jaquise, and Tatiana, are all here representing Carnegie Mellon University's LEAP program. You can learn more at cmu.edu/LEAP. LEAP stands for Leadership, Excellence, Access, and Persistence. And I hope you're enjoying hearing them. A listener wrote to tell us that the restaurant in Oakland she thinks is Conflict Kitchen. I didn't realize they opened again, so I'm glad.
They did?
Oh, no. I at least she thinks that's the restaurant is Conflict Kitchen.
Yeah, it is Conflict Kitchen.
And also, a listener wrote to say that stubborn, another word for that is tenacious. And that actually is another good way of putting it.
It's positive and negative connotation. It depends how you take it.
I totally agree with you. There's so much I want to ask you, but we're getting close to out of time. Is there anything any of you want to say either about the program or about the world at large that you haven't had space to say yet?
Please, everyone, follow your dreams. I promise you, you'll figure out a way to you'll figure out a way to get there. It might take a while, and it might be like really annoying, but once you get there, it's like a really good breath of fresh air.
I feel like to the world, like, we think that we're just like one person, like we don't really have a say in this world. But with LEAP, like, I really realized that just a small bit of activism, or not even activism, just a small bit of you inside the world, like, it truly makes a difference. You might think just because you're one person, you're one vote, you're just like, it doesn't matter, like, you could go without doing it. But honestly, like, if everybody thought that in LEAP and one person left and one person left because they just thought that, like, they weren't needed because there's, like, 20 kids in here, we wouldn't have so many ideas. We wouldn't have changed our aspirations for our life. Like, truly, you do make a difference.
Anybody else?
I would just encourage people to do programs like LEAP or whatever you could do around, because it can open up connections to do what you want to do, and it can open up more ideas that you thought you never had and more skills that could be useful to you.
Also, take every opportunity that's offered to you, whether it's from your school, whether it's from a poster you see on the wall, whether you're walking past something outside or any adult in your life offers something to you, take every opportunity to better your future, anything. Take it as a young adult, as a teenager, as a student, anything, a middle schooler. Take it. Also, support the National Opera House. Please look into it. If you don't know what it is, support it.
Jacque, your mom just wrote. It is refreshing to hear that LEAP has created this program to give us hope to Pittsburgh communities and then youth. P.S. I am Jacque's mother. I'm glad you wrote. Thank you for doing so. If you had to describe LEAP's program in one word, I'll give you a minute to think. What word might you choose?
Empowerment.
Spontaneous.
It's hard to just choose one.
Inclusive.
They actually took all my words. I was thinking. But yeah, definitely heavy on the empowerment.
One more, empathy.
Ah, excellent. Thank you all for, I know there's a lot of places you can be on Saturday. Thank you for being here. I hope if it makes sense that you'll stop by our Youth Media Center during the school year, short walk from City High. Our programs are all free, and we are all about self-expression, so there's a lot of opportunities to do that. Did anybody miss a thank you or acknowledgement they wanted to make?
Thank you to Sarah and for basically all of CMU, because without this program, I probably wouldn't have went into musical theater or wouldn't even think about it. So thank you.
And I'd also like to thank Sarah and also my family, because I feel like even though Sarah was a complete stranger to me when we first joined LEAP, she truly actually made a difference in me converting to Islam. And that's like the most important thing to me. I feel like she was so supportive about it. My family was so supportive about it. And it truly allowed me to have a good experience here.
Yeah, I also like to thank Sarah for giving me a lot of opportunities, whether it's being here or just at our final project, also being at CMU studio and recording and having experience into something I want to pursue in my life.
Without Sarah, after the passing of my father, I probably wouldn't have even been worried about what my purpose was. So I want to thank her for that and giving me the opportunity to be a part of LEAP. Again, thank you.
Thanks to you four for being with us, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.